I just pulled a squashed bug out of my hair. Look at this thing. It looks like a carcass of some time, a beetle. What is this? I just pulled it out of my hair.
Wow. When did you shower last?
Well, last month. I don't understand.
Yeah, you do it whether you need it or not.
Is it unlucky to throw a dead cockroach behind your back there?
Uh-oh.
It's gone. Okay. I don't know what it was.
There you go. Maybe the roof's going
to
cave
alive.
In now.
It's not alive.
Viva Viagra. Oh, sorry.
No, it's Viva Las Vegas.
No.
Viagra.
You haven't seen that Viagra commercial.
I have not seen any Viagra
commercial. Viagra and justification are connected.
That's our theme this week, Viagra and justification.
They are connected, and we are going to tell you how they're connected. You might think it's strange, but something that has to do with Viagra, God uses... This is holy Viagra.
This is
heavenly Viagra.
Spiritual Viagra.
God uses to teach the truth of justification.
I'll believe it when I see it,
Sheridan. Yeah, we're going to get to it here.
Sure.
Where do we leave off?
Well, Israel as a demonstration. We were going to define... I hardly know what to do first. Should we define sanctification and compare it to justification, Israel as a demonstration?
Well,
I love that.
I think we have to go back to Israel as a demonstration, because last time we read in Romans 3, 19 and 20, and I'll just read the two verses, and you can go on with your illustration. Now, we are aware that whatever the law is saying, it is speaking to those under the law, that every mouth may be barred, shut up, in other words.
Yeah.
And the entire world may become subject to the just verdict of God. Because by works of law,
no flesh at all
shall be justified in his sight. For through aiming is the recognition of missing. I just gave the literal on that. Through law, that's the word aiming,
and that
is the recognition.
That literally means in the Hebrew, that's aim.
It means to aim.
Yeah.
Through law... aiming is the recognition of sin, missing. When we aim, we recognize that we miss. That is the point. Now, we talked about Israel as a test case of aiming and missing. Why don't you...
Well, God is in the business of shutting every mouth. Paul is about to announce his evangel here in verse 21. We're not getting there yet, but before he does that... he's going to shut every mouth because people are going to be clamoring until then. Well, God, just give us a set of instructions. But God, we could have done it on our own. But God. And humanity is so interested in volunteering for the service of the deity that God has to shut up every mouth. It's like, Dan, it's like a great concert that's about to begin. And God's about to perform, and you're about to hear celestial music, and there's a huge auditorium, and before the concert begins, you know, you hear voices, and people are talking excitedly, and then the curtain comes open, and every mouth is barred at that time, and God had to demonstrate through a group of people that flesh cannot please God. And thank God that he chose one nation. He didn't conduct this experiment upon the entire human race. He picked out one, and I'm going to say this in the relative sense, poor, unfortunate nation as a guinea pig. Now, this was not a guinea pig for God. It wasn't a test for him to find out something. It was a demonstration to the world. And he picks this nation because the only way we can be happy forever with God is to realize that our all is in him. We have to realize the happiness of giving up, the happiness of insufficiency. Yes, I said the happiness of insufficiency and weakness. Because it is
heretic.
Such a glorious thing to come to the end of yourself. You fight it until the last inch, but when you're finally there, it's such a total relief. You think to yourself, why the heck didn't I give up years ago? You know how those old people...
Ooh, yeah. Amen, brother. Amen.
The most entertaining people you can talk to in this world are 90-year-old peoples. I'm getting excited. 90-year-old people in nursing homes. You know why? Because they've given up on life, and they say what they mean, and they're just so open. It's just like, I just give it up, and I'm just... It's like they've all had... You know how people get when they have three or four beers? They're finally honest, and they say what they feel. And when you come to the end of yourself, you can say what you feel. You realize that God's not striking you down with lightning. You realize that, oh, my gosh, I'm just a human being. I've come to the end of myself. I can't please him, and that's the most relaxing place you can be. So I'm not saying we should all go to a nursing home and be 90 years old and relax, but I'm saying what a gift, I think, to reach that kind of mentality, the give-up mentality now. But see, it's so hard to do in your youth and your vigor. I look across the counter at you, and I see a youthful, vigorous person, and yet you're a rare person, Dan, because you have given up on yourself, and to live is Christ for you, and it's that way with me too, to live is Christ. What a gift God has given us, men in our prime, and we are in our prime. If you folks could just see us, we are in our prime.
We're hot.
We are so good.
Hot.
And yet we acknowledge that it is all of God. We're not waiting until we're 90 years old. Back to Israel. Back to Israel. It's so, you feel sorry for these folks because they thought that they were the after picture. I saw an episode of the Flintstones one time. Never forget this. Fred was the
Wilma!
They picked Fred to demonstrate this diet, and Fred thought he was the whole time. He thought he was the after picture, and they're taking pictures of Fred. They bring him to his studio, taking pictures. He's flexing his muscles. He thinks here's how you're going to look after this fantastic diet. What he doesn't realize is he was the before picture, and when he sees himself on television, he's all depressed. Oh my gosh, I was the before picture. Well, this is Israel. They thought they were going to be the after picture. They thought that they were going to accomplish the law. They actually thought in their minds that they're going to demonstrate to the entire world their sufficiency in doing what God said. What they didn't realize is that they became a demonstration of the insufficiency of human flesh to please God. So they're on the opposite end of the picture. Are you following me at all? Why are you moving your eyeballs around like that?
I am enjoying the illustration. I'm
not
just
the
pondering.
After picture. Ponder it hard.
I'm a listener to the show, man.
I know. Well, ponder
I'm
it hard.
I'm listening to this show. I'm
they
enjoying
thought,
this.
They thought, and God made them think this, that they were going to stun the world with their obedience. What did they say at the base of Mount Sinai?
All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do.
All that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
All.
They all said that as a nation, and what happened. And what is stunning to me is how the Christian religion still today puts this forward as a way to progress. Well, let's keep doing this over and over again. The demonstration has been done,
yeah.
And yet people want to keep redoing it as if this is the way. It was a demonstration that every mouth might be barred, and so we can see God's righteousness. But people still haven't gotten the picture that Israel was that before picture, and what we're about to read in the Evangel of Grace is the after picture. Your mouth has been barred.
I've been barred.
Your mouth is
like
barred.
I like the after picture illustration. That was very good.
Well, the after picture is God's accomplishment.
So where do we go from here?
Well, you.
I don't know what to do at this point.
I was enjoying it.
We are. Yeah. Well, I think we should get back to Romans 3. Maybe
that would probably be good.
Are we going to talk about Viagra yet?
We haven't talked about it yet, have we?
Viagra and justification, remember.
When's it coming
that's
up?
Our theme.
Where is it? Yeah,
well,
we're
not
it's
there
coming
yet.
Up. No, we're not there yet. We're working up to
okay,
it,
okay, now, since they thought they were the after picture when they really were the before picture, now here we go in verse 21, and we said this yesterday, we have, believers in Christ have, they are the after picture.
Yeah, I know. That goes along with what we said yesterday, that we start...
We have for a starting point what religious folks have for their goal. And it says in verse 21, yet now. And that's an important now. And we got to repeat this again over and over. Over and over and over again we have to repeat this. That this is a revelation that God gave to the Apostle Paul. It's in Paul's letters. I'm going to go out and just say something wild.
What a surprise.
You cannot follow Christ unless you follow Paul.
Well, you're putting Paul ahead of Christ.
I know that. So Paul does. Paul says they became imitators of me and of the Lord in 1 Thessalonians. Paul came first because he is Christ's representative. He is an apostle. He was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ with this message to us. If we're not following Paul's message, we're not following Christ today. And you talked about those who want to go back to this demonstration like Israel was. They want to go back under the law and the blessings and the cursings, trying to, you know, to live up in their own strength and to keep this law. Where was I going with that? I just totally lost track of thought. It's hard being this good looking, I guess.
I know. Well, you shouldn't have a mirror right in front of you. Is that
what
necessary?
What did I just say? What did I just say?
Is that necessary?
What was I saying?
Paul.
Back to Paul.
Oh, we were talking about, well, yeah.
You cannot.
As long as you're sidetracked.
Those who are going to, if you don't understand this, and that's why we said yesterday, start with Romans 3, 21 to 26. Because this is the foundation. You must start here. You cannot start in Matthew or Leviticus or any of these other places to get into the game, as it were. You have to understand what God is teaching us today directly through Paul.
When people hear you say that, I can anticipate one of the first objections, and I threw it at you in a facetious way earlier. They'll say, well, you're exalting Paul above Christ. You're saying, and remember we talked about the words in red in the four Gospels, and you're saying you can't follow Christ today unless you follow Paul, as if we're putting Paul and Christ in competition with one another. But I'll remind all our listeners that it was Paul who heard from the resurrected Christ. Paul is speaking the words of Christ.
Yes.
But he is speaking words of Christ, of the exalted Christ. He was blinded with a light brighter than the noonday sun, as opposed to the dusty Nazarene who preached to the Israelites when he was on earth.
Right. Well, let's continue. Yet now, that's where we went off on this, the phrase now. This is a new revelation. After God has shown the whole world to be under sin and subject to the just verdict of God. Here's the whole world. All right, let's pretend like we're all in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's God on the judgment seat there, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's behind the bench. All of us are standing there, subject to the just verdict of God.
And what's the verdict?
Guilty.
Yeah, that's right.
Death. Right?
Yeah.
Death. All of us are standing there. The history of mankind has proved this. The Gentiles, Genesis 10 and 11, and then the Jews from Genesis 12 to this point. We're all standing before God, subject to the just verdict. Now, it's at that point that God shows his salvation. God waits for man to exhaust all of his abilities and prove that he can't do it. And then God now comes forth with a good news for these folks who are subject to the just verdict of God. And
again, it was vital to also have a group of people who God gave every perfect setup, opportunity, that was Israel. I just think that's amazing. He gave them every privilege. I'm going to be with you. Here's how you worship me. Here's who I am. Here's my written revelation. Here's a rule. Here's a set of instructions. Now you show me what the human race can do in such vital contact with me. And they proved it, and they were a disaster.
And who would have thought in a scene like this, Viagra would come in play?
Oh, you have to have Viagra.
We're going to get to the Viagra and justification, and we're sorry we don't have more time to do this, but wish we had more.
Well, yeah, but, you know, things are what they are.
Is that our music?
Yeah, what's Duke doing back there? Turn it up, Duke.
Turn it up, Duke.
Gee whiz,
you
man.
Think for a guy who's 6'10", 300 pounds, he could get it right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming out of the studio.
Uh-oh.
I'm going.
Ooh,
see you tomorrow.
Out of here.